Ikar and Daf and Sechta Sanhedrin Daf Dal, the beginning of the day, you can test Master, because the Gemara don't chatas for Arba Koronis. That the reason why this hill needed a drasha of a chaper to teach you that it's not ma'akev, because you would have thought to learn out from the chatas apanimis, where there you would learn out, you know, that they are ma'akev. The place says, Tame, it's a wonder, because Afilip, Panim, Panim, Loigar Minan. But even the inner chatas, from the inner ones, you don't learn out. Peg Bisham is welcome to have long testament base. The Bayer Kral, you need a special pasuk, Lapar Kray Mashiach, or Lapar Helm Davishal Tzibur, Lassira by the Zara, Avagap the Kulach Atois Ninu. And they're all on the inside. So for Koshkin, the last of Chetzayin is for Benimis, so for sure not learning the outside from the inside. So what's the Habamina? So it says, Vashem and me, Bekim, the Ashkan, the Loi, Poli, Kra, Hasam. Yeah, so ultimately, you're right. But now that we see there is no difference on the inner ones, so Mahashal and Mechalkin, now we're not going to differentiate that fellow Chetzayin is not Benimis, even the outer ones from the inner ones, and therefore you would have thought you would learn out the Chetzayin is from the Benimis. Next says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, Latetafas, Latetafas, Latetafas. That we see Bishmol who holds that the source for Dal Bat my Tefillin is because the parashas had Tefillin are written three times. Two of them are written Chaser, which is singular, that's two. And then one's plural, that's another two, that's four. Taisa's team, it's a wonder because like Siv Vav Bein Pei Latav Bekulu. You don't have written in the Torah a Vav at the end, which that's, you have a Vav maybe in earlier between the two tests, but that's not what says the plurality, it's the Vav at the end. So how are you saying there's any one of them that's plural? The Yeshman Parshim, some explain, you're right, because there's a Vav in, earlier in the word, which the other ones don't even have the other two times, but Goyer and Vav, and therefore we take away the Vav, the Berdesha Teba that's in the beginning of the word, and we see from Berdesha Teba, you add it on to the end of the word, Berdesha, and that's how you expound it. We find such a precedent in Zvachim of Chafim and Aleph, where it says, you take from the blood of the bull, which we darshan, dam mehapar. We actually take the mem, and we actually take it and put on the word apar. Dam mehapar, yikablan, blood has to be received straight from the bull. Abriyash yeshnachlin, beginning in yeshnachlin, and Baba Basta, Kofiyah, and Alpha, and Abbas. Tashin, we expound, nesat mesnachlosai le she'eroi, you give his inheritance to his relative. Actually, you read it, Nachlas she'eroi loy. So you read it, we're taking away the Vav, and you read it, and you take away the Lamed of the beginning of the next word, and you make a word loy out of that. So the inheritance of his relative goes to him. So you see that you could take a Vav and move it. So he says, Rakash is difficult because the paragraph Zav, the Gemara, but Mitzid of Nadalma base, Amr says, Gabi Hektish. Ksib, it says in the Pasuk, Biyosef Chamishas, he has to add on the fifth by Me'ila. Avagav the chishak lavav. Even though when you take the vav to be Yosef and b'shadus le achamishes and you put it, you know, the extra vav and you put it on the fifth. So if zayv havali chamishi say, it's still only its fifth in the singular. And b'lein him, and we don't say what do you mean l'shadi ben yud l'tav. Maybe put it between the yud and the tav, and avi chamishi yois, which that would be like as you say by chuma and plurality that you would be chayv many times over chamish. So mashmat sounds the emtzat teva that in the middle of a word aim a sefer because of yeah maybe you should be even more stringent. No, the problem is with me ashkan, but you do find beperik mumen elim and becharis daf memdalma beizgam merich oshach ditnan, which the pasuk says merich oshach. Reb Chanina ben Atiknasam, he says it means shemarv chashuchim. Means he has a black complexion. Farshik Margum says, what do you see in the word Mirayach Ashach? The Gurin Ches Mimirayach, you take the Ches from Mimirayach, the Shadina Ashach, and you put on Ashach, and you take the Aleph to Ashach, and Shadina Mirayach, you put on Mirayach. The Kardi Bay, now you can read it, Marich Ashach, his appearance is black. So you see, actually, you could put letters in the middle of a word and switch it there. Now, actually, Bishami, it can pluck it. So it says, the truth is, Bishami, it brings it as a machlekes. Rabbi Bishim Rabbi Yechel, he says, Gurin, you could take away Lidrish, Mitchilas Aparsh, Lesaifa, from the beginning to the end. Pirish, in other words, Mitchilas Atev, from the beginning of a word, Lesaifa, to the end, but not in the middle. Rabbi Yechel, Bishim Rabbi Yechel, he says, no, I feel Bam Tatev, even in the middle of a word. So it's actually machlekes, I'm wrong. But Rabbi Yechel, Mepharish, he explains that actually a different shot. The Vav Delevatatafa is Darish. It's actually the Vav that we're expounding. Not the plurality. And the way you have to be garis is letetavas, uletetavas, or you can dalit, so you have four, because the vav is just adding on, not because it's plural. Now, vavgav, the Shimon ledarish vav, I, Reb Shimon, does not darshan vavs, as the Gemara brings nunal from a beis, according to the garis abach. But vav lamed darsh, but vav lamed, he does expand, because I mean, ba'ar, like the Gemara says, nivavitzav, ayin beis, and therefore, that's actually
where the ribui is from. But you're right, not from the plurality. Next test must begin with the words Gemara tat bekasvi shtayim. So tat in kasvi is two, and pas bafriki. So okay, so that's where you're going to get four batim in the tefillin. Now pirish, in other words, beteva achas. Tzai's addressing a question. He says, well, it says the word three times, so maybe you should have had three times that amount. So he says no. Beteva achas in one word ramas a kasvi. The pasuk is hinting to arba batim, to the four compartments. Bein shtei halashayin is between the two different languages. Kasvi v'afriki, and it's hinting to the same idea. Now, since you find it in one word, listen to the buit face. We're not going to add on more from the extra words. Or you know, another Portuguese says, "Hotel the shin and batim tuba." This that we don't say should have a lot of compartments for all the times it says the word. Because we only find it written in the Torah in four parshias, so we'll say that there's four batim. But some explain to Rabbi Kiva that according to Rabbi Kiva, dalchad legufe. That you're right, you have to take away one of them for the thing itself. And umishnei taitafis, and from the two remaining words taitafis, darish dal batim, we're expanding four compartments. Because l'chal lashon, for every language, shnei tut, or shnei pas, that gives you a total of four. Next says master, because when the words zigmogah, kedech shabal liris. So Pesach Bukhon's Rashi explains, what's this drasha? Kedech shabal l'ayscha, just like He comes to see you, Hashem, with two eyes, so to speak. That's how you should appear to him. Or Kinhuba. So he comes to be appearing to him, which is Mahu Raya Ischa Shalom, just like he sees you whole, Afata Raya Isa Ibishnach, you used to see him with your two eyes. Says Taislafiza, based on Rashi's interpretation, Koi Yira Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's going on Kadosh Baruch Hu. The koyira azuchurcha on your males, that's how they should be seen. But when a loshin mashma came, the wording doesn't sound like that. El tavayu mashma azuchurcha. They both sound like they're going on zuchurcha. Zuchurcha is yira and yira. Not like one on Hashem and one on the males that are coming. So the kabbalah farsh ben tam, ipchas, he says the opposite. Kederch zuchurcha boliris es penea shchina. Just like your males are coming to see the face of the shchina. Shakadish bochu re'ehu b'shtei einav. Or the Girus is not Liris, but actually it sounds like Lirois. Just like your males are coming to be seen by the face of the Shechina, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees him with his two eyes. So too, your males should see Hashem with the male's two eyes. So it says, now the wording also makes sense of Ba, because the Shechina Tamid Bebes HaMikdash. That wouldn't make sense that the Shechina is coming there. It's the males. When they're coming to be seen, that's how they have to also see, which is with two eyes. Next says, Master begin with the words, Derech Bishal Aster Tayr. The way we know that's referring to Chalav and not Chaylev is because it's a way of cooking that Torah says forbidden. And that is, Bechaylev ain't a Bishal, because with fats, it's not cooking, Eletigan, it's frying. Because the Bishal comes to the way Rashi explains. Now, I, Vahad the Karlitz Likader, this that we call pot roast Bishal, cooking, Repair called Shom Psachim of Mimalv and Manalv, which that's with the fats itself. Shaniyos, and there it's different because the chesed of vashel mavushel, the special ribui of redundancy to tell mekamakam that will include frying into cooking, but in general it's not included. Now, b'yesh mevashim, some give a different shot. What does it mean derech bishel asur tera, that the way of cooking is what Torah says forbidden? That debalei bishel shari, that without cooking, it's only through the cooking that's forbidden, but because without the cooking it would be permitted. By de bishel asur, through the cooking it's forbidden, which is what milk and meat are individually. Lafuki chela, that comes to exclude fats, the forbidden fats, the balavachi asa, which anyways would be asa, and therefore it's obviously not referring to chela. But just as Bakash Lafiza, it's difficult according to this, because chelev umesa, forbidden fats or nevela, strina b'cholav, we say it's forbidden to cook with milk, prepare kabasa, and the Gemara Chulin, Davkov Gimel, Davkov Tazayin. Lamanda Mama, according to one that says Issachal Lisser, that you know, okay, even though it could be prohibited, you could add on the prohibition. Kamahasam, and the Gemara says over there that Chilav Meisalei Tzricha Kra, that the forbidden fats and if it's a nevela, that doesn't need a pasuk. Now that's difficult according to this interpretation. Why is Chilav Nevela forbidden when you cook it with milk? But you tell me they're forbidden even before Bishal, and if that's the case, Leisavashal doesn't include something that was forbidden beforehand. So therefore, that would be difficult on this interpretation.